Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plans to keep the auxiliary lock at Locks and Dam 14 in Pleasant Valley closed for the summer. The Corps announced on Monday the closure is due to staffing shortages. As a result, recreational boaters on the Mississippi River downstream from the I-80 bridge will need to use the main lock chamber to travel between pools. The auxiliary lock at Locks and Dam 15 in Rock Island will be open for boaters, but will not be staffed on the weekends. Boaters should expect delays when attempting entry. In past years, the Army Corps of Engineers has operated the locks on weekends between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Officials say they are still evaluating staffing for high traffic days such as the 4th of July and Tugfest. Augustana College is launching a new student-led mental health program that expands access to care while preparing students for careers in the mental health care field. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more on peer recovery support.
Augustana's research shows that colleges nationwide are facing rising demand for student mental health support, while many students remain hesitant to seek traditional counseling. Peer recovery support expands access through confidential one-on-one conversations grounded in shared experience, meeting with students earlier and outside traditional clinical pathways. This comes at a time when many students seek help through informal resources such as social media and AI tools. Each peer supporter, three female students so far, manages a small caseload after certified recovery support specialist training, preparing them for careers in the mental health field. One is first-year student Gwendolyn Lester.
I struggled a lot through high school, and it meant a lot to be where I am now in college. And it's really important that I can share everything that I've learned with people and be in a very face-to-face, almost like service kind of job where I get to work with people and I get to see the growth, like literally day-to-day in my interactions with them.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he does not think the current version of the Farm Bill has enough support to get through Congress. During a news conference in Normal on Monday, the Illinois Democrat said the House's version will not get his vote.
Not as it's written. It has these controversial issues in it, which in my mind should not be included. It's naive on their part to think that they can push this through hell or high water in the Senate. It won't work.
Durbin objects specifically to reductions in SNAP benefits. The House's version of the Farm Bill also does not include a measure allowing for year-round sales of E15 gasoline. That's the ethanol-gasoline blend typically available only in the winter. Durbin says there's bipartisan Senate agreement that it needs to pass, and he would like the Senate to include the E15 proposal in the Farm Bill. Illinois State University and the AFSCME union that represents its buildings, dining, and food service workers have reached a tentative deal on a new contract that would end what's become the longest single-unit strike in ISU history. ISU and AFSCME confirmed the tentative agreement late last night after their first new round of talks in 2.5 weeks. No details have been provided yet to the media or the public. Those details will come out after union members ratify the new contract. Yesterday marked the 27th day of the AFSCME strike for around 350 workers. Central Iowa Water Works leaders are calling on Central Iowans to voluntarily limit their water usage as summer approaches. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
The leaders of Central Iowa Water Works say elevated levels of nitrate in the water as the weather gets warmer means Iowans need to watch their water usage. Tammy Mattson is the executive director of the drinking water utility. She says data indicates another lawn watering ban is likely this summer unless Iowans better conserve water now.
I want to be clear, we are not yet implementing the water use plan, though those steps will be likely if current conditions persist. We are here today to ask the public to use water wisely.
Leaders say it's been an unusual year as nitrate levels have been elevated since January. Typically, they're highest in late April through late July. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The Illinois House is considering stronger guardrails on how artificial intelligence is impacting children. One bill would hold AI chatbot developers accountable for any injury stemming from their use of their programs. Democratic Representative Jennifer Gong-Gershowitz of Glenview is sponsoring the bill.
And just 2 months ago, Fortune magazine reported on new research showing that chatbots are constantly validating everything, even when a user is suicidal, even when a user is in psychosis. The research found these systems actively worsen delusions and mania.
Another bill would require developers to create and publish a public and child safety plan. Meanwhile, the Illinois House's bill aimed at keeping the Chicago Bears in the state does not offer much property tax relief to Illinois homeowners. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto reports that lawmakers are hustling to pass the legislation before the spring session ends May 31st.
The governor's office released an analysis of the legislation that revealed what it's calling negligible savings for property taxpayers in Illinois. The tax break plan for the Bears passed the House last month amid promises that it would also include statewide property tax relief. But Pritzker's office says the current measure offers barely enough in property tax relief to buy each property owner a small cup of coffee at a fast food drive-thru. In its current state, the analysis says the bill at best would yield $1.29, to be exact, for each property taxpayer in Illinois. I'm Isabella Nieto.
The Moline Public Art Commission has selected Australian artist Nick Athanasiou for its Leading Light public art project. His creative studio, Skunk Control, will install an interactive display on 4th Avenue downtown, adjacent to the Q multimodal station. The installation will feature 7 to 9 large-scale wild geranium sculptures and a tower facade with 3D flowers and butterflies. Athanasiou is holding a community workshops this week, seeking public input on the installation's design. The first is this evening from 5 till 6 at the Moline Public Library. This is WVIK News.